Hi, my name is Andy and I'm a compulsive gambler. My last bet was 14th of the 4th, 07. Wanted to make a video today. I might start vlogging as well. I've written briefly before about my problems with gambling and my addiction. I only recently came out to the world in March, really. Close family and friends knew, mostly. But I decided enough was enough. Wanted to come out and tell everybody about this illness. Firstly, I'm going to share my story of how I become a compulsive gambler and how it's really affected me and others in my life. Also, as well, hopefully it might help understand people who know people who are compulsive gamblers and what we go through, like, if you know what I mean. Well, first thing I'll start. My granddad used to like have a bet. My dad did, mainly on the horses. So it was like a natural progression for me to start enjoying it. Obviously, you used to have like once a year bet on the Grand National and things like that, and on the Derby. It was really something I really enjoyed. It was something nice to take part. Got to about 15, 16, I became a qualified football referee. Had plenty of money to have a bet, so I started doing like accumulators, flags, round robin bets on a Saturday, on the big meets, racing meets and things like that. All under control, never had a problem with it or anything. Fast forward a few years, I got a decent job at Toyota Manufacturing where I live near Derby. Met a girl, fell in love, got married, brought a house together, and then got the internet installed. Started playing poker online a lot. I thought I was very good at it. I was winning a few tournaments and things like that, not for high stakes or anything. Then I just started hitting the pure cash tables, betting hundreds and hundreds of pounds each time and things like that. Had the time, had the opportunity and the money. That's something I'll probably discuss with you later. So all three of them came together and I was just out of control, really, just going nuts. I had time during the day because sometimes I was on night, so I had no one around the house to like watch me. Used to stay up all night and gamble as well, which was another terrible thing I did. I'd just then go to work when I was on days, so hardly sleep. How I managed to do that, I don't know, but you do. You just live in a bubble when you're gambling, when you've got the problem. You just blinkered and you're just far removed from reality. It's unbelievable. I started to get credit cards, max them out, get loans, max them out, borrow more than in the house, and still gambling. I was still gambling. Went on for a period of about 18 months or so. And got well into debt, loads, five figures, well over five figures in debt. Just crazy amounts of money. I remember I needed to stop, so I remember smashing up my PC with a hammer. It's another foolish thing I did. It was, why can't I just do something else instead of like just blocking myself? But no, ever the dramatic, you want to, and the impulsive nature of this, I just decided to take a hammer to it. I used to hide statements all the time, hide letters that I owed people money, lied, cheated to get money, anything. I wanted cash, and that was it. I just wanted to form a habit. I was just in the zone with it, just crazy. So I did it, just gambling away. I ended up gambling on anything, from American football to like crazy like third, fourth division sport, different sports as well, on their matches and stuff like that. You could bet on anything, really. Imagine it's even worse now. But I remember coming in from work one day and the wife found a statement. I just came out with it all, broke down and came out with it all. Her jaw dropped. This is bearing in mind I've got a 3-month-old son at the time as well. Obviously she was devastated. She rang her mum and dad up and kicked me out of the house for the night. What was even worse for me was I had to go and tell my mum and dad. And I remember that drive home, that 10-15 minute drive back. that I switched the radio off and all I could hear in my head was the death march. Really weird, but it just rings in my head, it rang in my head. So I got to mum and dad's, told them, obviously angry was an understatement. But they knew I was at rock bottom, knew I needed help. So I went online and looking for help, and I found Gamblers Anonymous online, and found they had a meeting on a Tuesday in where I live, which is Derby. So I took myself there after a couple of days, because it was a couple of days before, like, got there thinking, no one's like me. They don't do stuff I do, don't pull the things I do, don't lie the way I do, don't think the way I do. And it was only until I realised when I sat there and I listened to everybody shares for the next hour and a half, 2 hours, that the penny dropped, and thinking, oh my life, they are the same as me. They do the same things that I've done. They lied, they cheated, they gambled through the roof, crazy. And I knew then it was like the only place where I could know, and place I could go where I knew I needed to stop gambling. And it was the only place that really would help me. So I started to listen, started to learn to listen to learn. That's a big thing. Listen to the utmost honesty of people, of what they went through, how the weeks were, how they get on and everything. They have a saying in GA where, give us 90 days. I couldn't agree with that. I agree with that so much. As you say, through later on in life now, for where I am now, you see people walk through the doors for the first time, and the hardest thing to do is to come back the second time. Because, yeah, you get a lot of people coming for once, might not agree with it, and then just walk away again, thinking they haven't got a problem. But I knew I needed to stick it out. It's my medicine, basically. There's no cure for this illness. But it helps me not to gamble. It helps me to take it a day at a time. All I want to do now is get my head on the pillow at the end of the night and just say, just for today, I did not gamble. And I've managed to say that since the 14th of April 2007. Don't get me wrong, it's not been easy. It's been hard. I've gone cold turkey a number of times, especially at the start. Yeah, you have dreams about gambling. You do have thoughts about gambling. But it's all about putting the barriers in place. So what I used to do was give my wife money, give her my debit card and everything. And that takes away the money side of it. Started filling my time with other things. Started running. I would have thought probably 5-6 years ago, I would have laughed at you if I said I'd done 2 Great North runs, loads of other half marathons, loads of 10k races. My fitness has improved tenfold. It's amazing. Still a scruffy bugger though, but hey, I can't win them all, can we? Pardon the pun. But no, Gambling Anonymous saved my life. Gambling Anonymous saved my life. It's the best thing I ever did in my entire life. I'm 99% certain I'll never gamble again. Just got to keep that 1% in check. And that's by going to the meetings, going to listen to everybody else. It's a classless place where we go. Everyone's the same. Everyone's got a desire to stop gambling. I can't not fault it. It's amazing. What a transformation for me. Like I say now, I'm well over 9 years down the line, but I still take it a day at a time. Still wary. I still got my barriers in place. I've got 3 kids now, wonderful kids. Still with my wife. I've had lots of support from friends, family and everything. Twitter and Facebook's been amazing as well. That was an amazing achievement for me when I decided to come out and tell everybody to the world. And massive support from people has been fantastic. They know who they are. It's been brilliant. Hope to do this more often. I hope you enjoyed listening to me. That's just like a brief snapshot of my life. I will probably try and share once every couple of weeks, or probably once a month even, how my life's going on with the gambling and everything like that. If anyone wants to talk to me, I'm on Twitter at BaronMad79, and please, please, all my Twitter followers, Facebook, please share this. Hopefully I can get through to it just at least one more person. It'd be amazing. Thank you.